It's time again for Magic Review. This is Rev Sue with Magic Review, a podcast series exploring witchy sites on the World Wide Web. Our theme music is from podcastthemes.com. This week's extra website is the White Goddess Correspondence Generator. The URL is www.thewhitegoddess.co.uk/correspondences. This is a beautiful sight to behold, truly. It not only has a soothing green color palette, but it is also very well laid out. It has lots of great information for magical practitioners, like important dates and current moon phase info. The correspondence database itself is searchable by intent, such as love, wealth, etc., or by object, such as a particular color, crystal, or planet. There are also buttons below to individual correspondence lists of animals, colors, crystals, days of the week, directions, elements, herbs, numbers, oils, planets, scents, symbols, and trees. Whew, that's quite a database, eh? Looking at each one, I can tell you the animals list is mostly accurate, but very skimpy right now. Colors is great. And the crystals list, while comprehensive, just covers the basic meanings without much nuance. I do like the list for days, planets, directions, numbers, and elements, as those are at the core of timings and ritual workings. The planets list does not include asteroids, but other than that, it's pretty well compiled. The meanings I have seen in books many times before for all of those categories, so I would trust them. The herb list is extensive, and the meanings of each are basic like the other categories, but nothing unusual, so again, I would trust them. I am really astonished at the sheer number of flowers and plants in the White Goddess's database. I'll have to revisit it for my own use later. Same with the list of oils and scents. It's basic but solid research. I especially like that there is mention of use for easing addictions on multiple lists. Personally, I'm a wand user and wand maker, so I was particularly glad to see a list of tree correspondences. Again, it's basic but accurate. Down at the bottom of the correspondence generator page is a button for symbols and their meanings. I was pleasantly surprised to see that although there were no thumbnails, the list was long. I'm unfamiliar with some of the symbols, but the meanings are pretty intuitive. There is no source listed for any of the information on this site, but I smell a waft of Scott Cunningham, just because his books were so seminal. Not knocking the White Goddess, just sharing some insight. I also like that at the very bottom of each page, there are also some links to stuff about tarot and stuff about metals. Well, that's it for this episode of Magic Review. Our theme music is by podcastthemes.com. This is Rev Sue and Velvet the Box Kitty saying so long, good luck, and happy magicking.